Hello there. This week I've done guidelines, and I'm conscious that for some people you've perhaps missed one or two days, or indeed you'd rather listen at your leisure to the whole guideline. So Tom's kindly agreed to put my guidelines on the website. And it's all about coping during lockdown. The last few weeks have seen so many changes for all of us in what we value and treasure. The familiar has become unfamiliar. Our worlds have been turned upside down, and we've been left confused, worried, and bewildered. We find ourselves struggling to cope with the restrictions being placed on us, and what we can do, where we can go, who we can see, and for how long. Our usual coping strategies probably don't work in the same way. For me, like many of you, one of the hardest changes has been the closure of our churches. But I've discovered some great new resources online and stumbled across some work with Father Stephen Wong, a chaplain at London University, and it particularly a passage on dealing with insecurity and uncertainty. Father Stephen focused his talk on a quote from Donald Rumsfeld: "There are known knowns. There are things we know. There are known unknowns. That is, things we know we don't know. And there are also unknown unknowns. These are things we don't know we don't know." COVID-19 has had a huge impact on all our lives and thrown up many new unknown unknowns and a few known unknowns. Father Stephen offered a four-step plan to deal with the unknown unknowns. Put simply, it is to name the insecurity or uncertainty. Second, to pray about it. Third, to act, to take control of the bits you can control. And fourth, to accept and trust the things you can't change. Father Stephen's first step is about naming that insecurity. Put very simply, put that dread, that panic into words. Understand what it is you are afraid of, what it is that's confusing you. It's often said to name is to tame. If we look at the Gospel of St. John, the first words we hear Jesus speaking are to disciples of John the Baptist. And he asks them what it is they seek, to name who they are looking for. Some of us are better than others at sharing our fears. Now is not a time to bottle things up. We need to let our guards down a little, turn to a friend or family member, and talk through things. Yes, it can be risky, but we're not all called to be strong at the same time. Being vulnerable is okay, and indeed I would say necessary. Turning to Father Stephen's second step, that is prayer, a way of dealing with that unknown unknown. We are, as I've said, in bewildering times, but it's important not to forget that God is the one constant we can trust. He is but a prayer array. He knows our needs before we even ask for them. We need to have that courage to place our trust in Him, to reach out to Him as the friend who will never fail. St. Paul tells us not to be anxious about the things of the earth, but to let our prayer and requests be known to God. Similarly, thinking about that passage in St. Matthew's Gospel where Jesus calms the storm, he may have been asleep, but he wasn't unaware of the storm. He was awaiting his disciples, asking for his help. When they asked, he responded immediately to their fears, their anxieties. He needed them to put those fears into words. So what is it about COVID-19 that's making you anxious? How can you put those concerns, those fears, into words, into prayer, and lay them at Jesus' feet? Turn to your loving God. He's eagerly awaiting your call. The third step is about action. There are so many things that we can't change, but there are some that we can, and it's important not to become overwhelmed or even paralysed by the enormity of the things we can't change, and so overlook the things we can. Ask yourself, what can I do? Noah in the Old Testament gives us a great example. He couldn't stop the flood, but he could build an ark. He had faith and did what God asked of him. He didn't know what the post-flood world would look like, but he cared for those in the ark and trusted in God. We can all care for others, family, friends, neighbours. We don't know what the post-COVID world will look like, but we know who we can reach out to. We need to look beyond ourselves and do what, like Noah, what we can. Guernsey Together is a great example of what Noah did. Focus on what you can control. Set yourself a routine. Have a rhythm to your life. Focus on the good bits rather than just the worries and the concerns. Try and fill your mind with those positive things, however small. Perhaps making a note of them at the end of the day before you say night prayers, so that you can offer them up to God at that stage and leave them in his care. The fourth and final step on dealing with the unknown unknowns that COVID-19 has thrown up is to accept and trust. Now, this isn't about being passive, but it's about asking God to grant you the sincerity to accept things we cannot change, and the courage to change the things we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Many of you will recognize that as the Serenity Prayer, which goes on, living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardships as a pathway to peace, taking as Jesus did this sinful world as it is, not as I would have it, trusting that he will make all things right if I surrender to his will, that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with him in the next forever. This second part of the prayer, the less known part, reminds me of a hymn from my childhood. Lord, for tomorrow and its needs, I do not pray. Keep me, my God, from stain of sin, just for today. There are many things about the present time that are beyond our control, but we can accept them and do the things we can. We've all accepted the public health advice to stay at home, save for essential shopping and exercise, washing our hands frequently, etc. These are all actions we can and have taken. We are doing them because we trust the advice we get from public health. But they don't come without sacrifices. We can do what we want and when we want to, but that could be to the detriment of others. We are being told the things we can't do, and we've adjusted to that. Mother Teresa of Calcutta put it rather beautifully. Make sure you let God's grace work in your heart by accepting whatever he gives you, and by giving him whatever he takes from you. Holiness is doing God's will with a smile. She's not saying it requires understanding, but she's saying that it requires acceptance and a generosity of heart and that important smile. So to sum up, to deal with the unknown unknowns of COVID-19, name the uncertainty or the fear that is eating you up. Pray about it. Offer it up to God. Take what action you can and accept the things that you can't change. And by doing all this with a smile, many will copy us, and many of the unknown unknowns will become less fearful and less troublesome for us. Take care, stay safe, and I look forward to the day when we are all able to be again in full communion with each other at Mass.